Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy. How's it going, Coach?
Going great.
Well, Matt, we got you a snack if you're hungry. See, I don't know if you'd like any of these.
You're giving me some salted peanuts, huh?
Yes. Last Bears training camp, the last time we had Bears head coach Matt Nagy on, we had some fun with him. Unfortunately, there is no gift this time as the Bears head coach joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford is in Melrose Park. Coach, welcome back to The Score. I'm sorry we don't have any snacks for you.
You guys are crazy, man. That's unbelievable. I thought that thing went away.
We've got long memories, Matt. Come on. You think we're going to let a comedic opportunity like that go away? Come on now.
We did a deal on Zoom today for the last 10 minutes of our talk with the rookies. We asked them, did you ever have a moment where you said something where you wish you could have taken it back or put a foot in your mouth? And we got some interesting responses from that. But I certainly know, I said it's my accent, but they were joking around about what y'all just played.
Yes, yeah, so good. You told them the story. So, actually, I was thinking, you're a young coach. We've had players on the show a lot of times. They always talk about how much you relate to them. I would imagine that you are thriving during these times of Zoom calls and virtual meetings in terms of creativity. Like, what are you doing in terms of guest speakers or anything on these Zoom calls? I know you got something up your sleeve. What are you doing to keep it fun for the guys?
You know what? So the guest speakers thing is pretty cool because they're coming in and they're talking about, their experiences. And I think what's powerful about that is it's not coming from, from a coach. It's coming from somebody that has done it. They've been there, done it for a lot of years in different sports, different areas. And so the players, you can really see them get close to the Zoom video camera because they're really paying attention, which is neat. For me, though, I think it's really important that you stay connected, you stay energized. It's hard. I feel like one of my strengths when I'm installing or when we're in a team meeting, they can feel me because I feel like I can connect with them. That's hard to do over Zoom. There's zero feedback. All those mute buttons are hit. When you say a joke and no one laughs, I'm kind of used to that anyway. But I mean, it's you just don't know. So we found a cool feature the other day where, man, when you hold down that space bar and you're muted, it's a quicker way to just talk and then let it go. And then you go back to being muted again. So it's the little things right now that are firing us up. And so we're just staying creative. We're having fun. Guys are joking, a lot of interaction, making fun of guys when we're on the call about what their background is or the haircuts they haven't had, and just like everybody else. But you have to do that.
Hey, Can you share anyone you've had on?
You know what? We've had a lot of different foreign players. Half the time I don't even like saying that we share people because I get the name. People want the names, but for me, it's just you'd be surprised at how many Zoom requests people get at that level and to talk. And so I'm just trying to, I told him I would, keep names from just out of respect. So they don't have to do a million of them.
What's your background on the Zoom calls, Matt? I hope it's that glorious draft room with all your 2018 play sheets on the wall that we all got to see on the draft. Is that what the players get to see as well when you're doing it?
Not at all. No, you know what? I'm up in my home office. It's a lot smaller. We figured we go down there into my basement, and that wallpaper is a wallpaper of the play call sheets from the 2018 season. And I know people are joking about different thoughts of what it looks like that person is down there being me, but we were just having fun with that, and it was a perfect time during the draft to do that, and there was more space. But right now, all they're getting is the backdrop of my office that I'm in my home office.
We're talking to Bears head coach Matt Nagy. I know you just met with the beat reporters, but What are the football challenges that come from this in terms of you're trying to pick a starting quarterback? Like, how the hell do you even begin to do that if you can't get on a football field?
Yeah, you can't right now. That's not happening. What's happening right now is giving these guys at every position, but again, talking about the quarterback, giving them everything that we want to do this year in regards to our offense, things that stayed the same, things that changed. Lots of conversations, lots of collaboration between the players and us, and then we put it all together. So this is really their time to digest it and take everything they can, because you can't evaluate a quarterback or have a competition at any position online. It has to be on the field. And so we're going to have to make sure that us as an offensive staff, we really – make good in what we do rep-wise for these quarterbacks, so that when they go out there and they get those reps, it's as similar as possible, so that we can evaluate it and then decide when the time comes what the best thing is for Chicago Bears.
Hey, Matt, we are very lucky we get to talk to people like you on this radio station, and we get to talk to the mayor every once in a while. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, on with our morning show, Mully and Haw, a little while ago. She's a fan of epic proportions, Coach. I don't know if you're aware of this. Unsolicited, this was her. She's been on The Score, and she's done this, which was on NBC Sports Chicago. Here's the mayor.
A little friendly competition, I think, is a good thing. Everybody grows when there's competition. And, you know, Mitch Trubisky was not what I think anybody expected he would be last season. He's got to get much more consistent. But when you got a defense like that, all you got to do on the offense is just manage the game. You got to score. You can't get down to the red zone and settle for field goals. But what I saw a lot last season is a great defense that was gassed by the third quarter. I'd like to see Nagy's play calling be a little less predictable and pedestrian. You know, running up the gut every time. That's not working so well.
How would you respond to the mayor of Chicago, who has thoughts on your play calling and running up the gut, Coach Nagy?
Yeah, no, you know what? Hey, everybody has their own opinions, and that's that. For me, it's very, very important that what we do as a organization, whether that's coaches, whether that's players, that we do everything we can to focus on 2020. And the beautiful part of what's so great about the Chicago city, the Chicago fans, is that people care, right? And I think that's what you find, is that the care is there. They want the best to be competitive. You know, they want the best team possible to be competitive in these situations. And so that's what we worry about, and that's what we control. And so everybody has different opinions, and we all have our own. And I think right now for us, we're just focusing on what we can control, and that's 2020, and that's doing everything we can in these Zoom meetings right now to make sure that we're putting points up on the board and stopping people on defense.
Matt, when you talk about 2020, you've made some changes this offseason where you've brought in people who you are familiar with, right? You knew Nick Foles from Kansas City, John DeFilippo from Philly, Juan Castillo from Philly, Demetrius Harris from Kansas City. Ted Ginn said that you talked to him every single day. It was like college recruitment for free agency. Are you taking more of an active role in terms of personnel acquisition on the offensive side of the ball now?
No, nothing's changed. Ryan's done a really good job at the communication part with myself, and really kind of now that we're going into our third year of trying to figure out, okay, where are we at? What do we need? How can we get better? And then once, you know, you get into that process, you start having, obviously you're dealing with all different types of players, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, whether, you know, moving forward. And it just so happened that you name guys that we have relationships with. Is there a coincidence? Probably a little bit, because we understand that there's a trust there, right? I think the word trust doesn't get used enough. And so when you have that trust for all these players, you understand not only what you're getting as that player, but as the person too, that's helping build this culture that we've built in the last 2 years. Now we've had from 2018 to go 12-4 to win the NFC North, right? Get to the playoffs in that year. And then to go to last year where there was more of a struggle, and we hit that little slide of losing four games in a row, but we never wavered. Our guys stuck together. Is that good enough? No. But we have a great culture, and a lot of other cultures, place would have blown up. And our guys, to their credit, our players and coaches fought through that thing. And what I think is going to happen is I think that makes us stronger for the future. And so when you bring in these guys that you have a relationship with, you know that all they're going to do is add to that. And how does that not get you excited knowing they're bringing what they know into what you've already built here with these guys, what these players have done? And so we're just we're in a good place right now, and we're really looking forward to getting started.
Hey, I know Bears fans, and I know you don't have much time. They're very excited because, yes, you are just getting started. We talked to a lot of Bears fans, young, old, and I loved when you said, you know, they didn't bring me in here to run the I formation because I saw what you did in Kansas City and what they just did last year, and I'm a young guy, and I want you guys throwing it all over the field. But we got, like, old-school, bear-down, bear-weather Bears fans that listen to this radio station. What can you tell them about, like, a pledge to the running game or where you feel like the running game exists in Bear football in 2020? Because a lot of people have questions about it, Matt.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. And I think what when you look at, you know, the last couple years with where we've been, we reflect and we understand that we need to be better in the run game. And so when your run game isn't, you know, quite as good as you want it to be, it's at times hard to call runs. At the same time, we need to do whatever's best for our team. We need to adjust and adapt as coaches to who our players are, right? And you can't just do that in year one if you don't know exactly who your players are because you haven't had them. Now that we've had a couple years as a staff to figure out what our players' strengths are and what their weaknesses are, now we are able to work together with them and put together a product on the field that we think is a lot better. And if that means running the ball a lot more, we are going to do it. And you, so you totally understand when you say the old school way or the I formation, whatever we need to do, we'll do that. Now, at the same point in time, you want to make sure that you also have those pieces to be able to do that. And there's a lot more. I could get a lot deeper with this than where we're at right now level wise, but there's reasons behind that. And we feel like we're in a good place right now to be able to move forward and be very multiple in what we do. And trust me, all of our players, all of our coaches are doing everything we can to know that we need to be a lot better than where we were last year offensively. And I think that's the beauty, is there's no finger pointing. It's all about solutions. It's about working together. It's moving on. 2018 and 2019, for us right now, they're gone. We're on to 2020. We don't waste time talking about that. We're on 2020 right now.
Hey, Coach, me and Danny are both bullish on this season, looking forward to it, thinking 10, 11 wins, something like that. But USA Today said 3-13 the other day. Can you believe that? And did you share that with the players?
No, I did not. I don't even, you know, that's news to me in regards to that. But, again, everybody has their own opinions and where they're at, and I totally respect that. And we know what matters. And so, we love that you guys, have those numbers for us as a team. But really, in the end, when we're having this conversation next year, that's really what matters, is what you do. And it's the same thing with the schedule. You know, the schedules come out and people talk about this tough team and that tough team and this week. None of that matters. It matters you got to go out and you just got to play football. Every team is different every week. And just go out there and let's just put the best team we can possibly be out there on the field every week.
Matt, we really appreciate you making time for us on a busy day. Thank you very much, and stay safe. We'll talk soon.
No problem, guys. Take care. We'll see you.
That's Bears football coach Matt Nagy with us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.